Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, Mike, I work in the city 3 days a week, and I have never, ever seen traffic like this. It has gotten so bad that in the last 2 years, I don't even take cabs cross town anymore.
Well, I can tell you, I drive here. It was actually one of the things that actually hastened my leaving was the traffic. It had gotten to the point where it was taking so far, so long to commute every day.
Yeah.
The traffic, and having driven into the city every day from Long Island for 10 years, I think we've been here 10 years now, it has gotten so much worse than it used to be. And 9 years now, 9 years. So it has gotten so bad. It's unbelievable, and our traffic is insane. I totally agree. It really is, and it seems worse. It seems worse. Now, maybe it's me, but
it
seems worse,
Mike,
to Long Island, though. It seems worse to Long Island than it does to Westchester or Connecticut or Jersey.
Mike, this is all a direct result of Uber and Lyft.
I don't know if that's true or not. Why would that be the case?
Mike, you know what? My secretaries, all my staff, even almost the entire office building, nobody uses cabs anymore. They all have Uber and Lyft on their phones.
But are they going to the suburbs, those cars?
Well, sometimes they're going cross town. Most of the time they're going up to Westchester, to Staten Island, or to Queens.
You know, I don't know. I think part of it is, one of the things is, it seems like there's construction on almost every road. That's one of it. And I know that puts people to work, which is a good thing, but we seem to have construction on almost every road. That's the first thing. And the roads always do need to be fixed because of the enormous amount of potholes that we get. I mean, this year especially, there were some unbelievably bad roads. Stretch City Expressway was just unbelievable this year. They had to be fixed. If they weren't fixed, you wouldn't have a car. I mean, it was that bad. But the traffic has gotten incredibly worse. And here, I don't remember the last time they were in Southampton, which they were in Shinnecock, 7 years ago? 8 years ago? When they were in Shinnecock? I don't remember them complaining about the traffic the way they're complaining about the traffic this time. I remember them complaining about the course. I remember them complaining about number 7. I don't remember them complaining about the traffic like they are. Was it 2004? Okay, so it's more than that. It's 14 years. So it's a long time. It's longer than I thought. It's 2004. Doesn't seem that long ago. Man, 2004. Wow. So it is. It's longer than I thought. But it seems like now, today, and yesterday, the topic at that golf course with the players is traffic and how outrageous the traffic has been and how they can't even make tee times. One guy was quoted saying, the direction said 17 minutes and it took me 2 hours and 45 minutes. And I said, well, you know, welcome to our fair city.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.